Welcome to the Friday, March 9th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I am recording today from Stuttgart, Germany. Let's start with Apple patches. Of course, the big Apple news was the new iPad. However, with the new iPad, also a new version of iOS. iOS 5.1 was released, which also applies to older iDevices. Now, this version, in addition to, of course, bringing the much advertised new features, also fixes a large number of security patches. In particular, the list of Safari and WebKit patches being addressed in this update is enormous, and I definitely recommend that you do apply this update. Now, in addition to iOS, to WebKit and Safari, there are also patches that, for example, address the lock code bypass. If you remember, that was the video. If you pop out the SIM card just at the right time, you can bypass the lock code. And apparently, there was also a way to bypass the lock code if you had Mail running in the background and enabled Siri while the phone was locked. And we also have a new version of iTunes that, again, in addition to the advertised features, brings you a number of security-related bug fixes. And Wednesday also the CANSEC West Pwn2Own contest started, and Google Chrome was one of the browsers to fall in this contest. Well, Google wasted no time and released a new version of Google Chrome, which addresses the patches that got exploited in this contest. And then there are a few more details about how the FBI was able to track down Lulzsec and anonymous leader Sabu. Turns out, well, that it was kind of known that he was rather secretive and paranoid when it came to not being tracked. So he did use Tor usually to connect to various IRC servers. However, one problem with Tor is that the default setup is such if the Tor connection fails, you just connect regularly. And that happened to him once where his Tor connection failed, and as a result, he ended up connecting to the IRC server using his real IP address. And then, of course, that IP address was used to track him down. And just to show that Anonymous isn't quite dead yet, the Vatican's website was down for a while yesterday as a result of a denial of service attack against the site organized by Anonymous. And Kaspersky published some somewhat controversial research about Dooku. Now, Dooku is a bot that is commonly considered a successor of Stuxnet. And what Kaspersky found was that this bot was not compiled using one of the regular known C compilers. It may even have been written originally in a not common language. So it wasn't necessarily written in C or any other language that's commonly used like that. What Kaspersky kind of hints at is that it was written in a language that's commonly used for control systems or in another sort of more custom language. Personally, I think the first may be true, where it was used in a language that's commonly used in control system, because it does somewhat, you know, with the Stuxnet history, address control systems. So it's likely that someone wrote it who is familiar with those systems, as a result, familiar with languages used in that system. However, I think it's also very possible that it was just compiled using an odd C compiler if it was written in C, or maybe run through some kind of obfuscation procedure in order to make it harder to analyze the code. Not knowing the actual source code, it's really just speculation at this point. And next week, of course, is Patch Tuesday week. Our Thread Update webcast will actually run on Friday and not on Wednesday as usual due to my travel schedule. However, I do have the advance notice from Microsoft for you. We are expecting a total of 6 bulletins, one of which will be critical. The critical one will be for Microsoft Windows. There are 4 bulletins expected that affect Microsoft Windows, one for Visual Studio and one for Microsoft Expression Design. So overall, I would rate this as probably one of the lighter Patch Tuesdays. Well, this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.